Recording in progress.
All right, it's 7:15. Welcome to City Council Agenda Meeting for Harrisville City. We'll have another opening by Councilmember Williamson tonight. Go ahead.
I tried to advocate it, but he didn't respond.
I know.
Rise and show the proper salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father in heaven, we are so grateful for the freedoms that we enjoy in this land, the opportunities we have of exercising our rights. We ask for thy blessings to be here in our city council meeting as we discuss these items, that we can take care of them in a manner that will be according to the laws of this great land. We're deeply grateful for our protection. We're grateful for our police department. We ask to bless those two officers and their families and Tremont that passed away because of the conditions of tragically losing their life. We ask the Heavenly Father to watch over us and our fair city and those who are protecting us, and for our blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Grover. All right, our business items tonight. I'm a little confused. Do I need to do the discussion or the motion needed?
The motion first.
Okay. We need a motion to reconsider Resolution 25-11.
I'll make the motion reconsidering Resolution 25-11.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Councilmember Fawcett?
Yes.
Councilmember Williamson?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Weiss?
Yes.
Councilmember Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. So what this is a discussion possible action to adopt Resolution 25-11, which is a resolution adopting the fiscal year 2026 final budget for Harrisville City, Harrisville Community Reinvestment Agency, and Four Mile Special Service District. I'm going to turn the time over to Jenny to explain this a little bit.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. Staff is recommending the reconsideration of this resolution due to conversation with Weber County's assessor's office. There are multiple state laws that we want to make sure that we've met with our final budget approval. And one of the things we might have inadvertently left out of our motion or our discussion last week was the total revenue that will be collected based on maintaining the certified tax rate, if that is the motion that we are continuing to consider. And so in an abundance of caution, we put this at a special council meeting to make sure that we are approving the budget accordingly. And so embedded in the resolution is the certified tax rate as well as the total revenue that would be received under that certified tax rate. And we're here to answer questions, or you can have your continued discussion as you would normally.
So, does that change anything that's already done from last week?
No, it's a procedural matter. None of the numbers have changed.
It's just adding that last number in the thing.
Motion. Sure.
In the motion, that's all it is.
And that's fine. I just wanted to make that clarification, that's
yes.
All. Yeah, and that's because we have all this information down here below.
So that's for your reference if the discussion leads that direction, yes.
So all this has to be read?
If
you were to make that motion.
This part and then whichever one of these
yes.
We choose.
We choose. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I believe it's like Jenny said, out of the abundance of caution, we're going to follow through. We did it twice last week. Let's do it again to make sure we've done it right according to the state.
Well, I'll be happy to make the motion since I'm the one who kind of bought out last week. I propose that we adopt the make a motion to adopt Resolution 25-11, a resolution adopting the fiscal year 2026 final budget for Harrisville City, Harrisville Community Reinvestment Agency, and Four Mile Special Service District, with an amendment to the certified tax rate to maintain the rate of 0.001562 and revenue of $1,073,737.
Second.
All right, a motion and a second. This is also a roll call vote. Councilmember Weiss?
Yes.
Councilmember Fawcett?
No.
Councilmember Jackson?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
No.
Councilmember Wilkinson?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Thank you.
Not that I expected anything to change.
All right, moving on to item number four, which is public comment. This is an opportunity for those in the audience to address the council on this matter or anything that's of concern. You can approach the podium in 3 minutes if you have any concerns. If not, I'm going to close public comments and move on to mayor council follow-up. Ryan Fife, do you have anything tonight?
Yeah, just briefly, thank you, Mayor. Just a couple follow-ups on some concerns that residents had last council meeting. Grover reached out to mosquito abatement, and I've been in contact with Grover as well. I put them on a, at least every month schedule to have them come out and spray to take care of that concern. And also, we bumped up the priority on the pond aerators and have taken advantage of the rainy day, and so those aerators will be up and functioning by Thursday. So.
Thank you, Brian. Jenny.
Thank you, Mayor. I have two items. I'd like to draw your attention to an invitation. It was a special invitation to certain cities in Weber County that the League of Cities and Towns is hosting on September 3rd in West Haven from 5:30 till 8 p.m. The address of that is on the invitation, or you can contact me if you plan to attend that. There was an RSVP, but I'm sure if you email them, they can make arrangements if you'd like to attend. And then I'm not sure that I mentioned this last week, but we're planning to have a combined City Council Planning Commission work session for the affordable housing ordinance on our council meeting night, September 9th, for next month, where we will be asking for some input from you on how to move forward, what your concerns are, or what your suggestions are for where we're at with that affordable housing ordinance. And we will actually be presenting some of our feedback to the housing subcommittee tomorrow as one of our, as we've participated in the league's subcommittee housing meetings. Just for your information, we'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Remind me, I know I got the email, but what was the gist of this meeting on September 3rd with the ULTC?
It's regarding local leadership and planning for the future in Weber County.
Okay, all right.
And I'm going to add on to Jenny's, she just glided past the part where she is presenting tomorrow to the Utah League, and this is a statewide thing that, remember the paper that we had with the information from the RC about the inadequacies of building forward. So she's going to add on to that what this, oh my gosh, I'm a lost for words tonight, but the thing that we're combining with the city or the planning commission, and it's all the way to the governor's desk. So she's brought in Harrisville, and I appreciate Jenny for doing that.
Thank you.
Max, do you have anything tonight?
Oh.
Grover.
Just to thank you for the graffiti. I was surprised at how many places it had been tagged. I knew of my electrical box had been tagged down on 100 East and 1400 North, but then I read down and he went through the whole city, found six others that had been tagged, and then washed them up, cleaned them up. And so thank you very much. I don't know who got Jess after that, but I reached out, at least sent him an email, said thank you very much. But I think we didn't know, and nothing was being done, and I think that just beautifies our city. Residents don't realize it. My wife hadn't even realized it was sitting there, and she's driven by it hundreds of times, and yet I picked up on it. It was red and green. I thought, this is not Christmas. So, but I was really surprised at how many places, you know, in our city had been tagged. So, thank you once again, Peter, for stepping up.
I'll relay that to him. Thank you.
Karen. This is a small follow-up. And I know that you guys do your own homework, and Brody has looked at some things. Just, I wanted to address a concern that was brought up about electronic meetings. And I did look at our code, the resolution 2005 that was done in May of 2020. We are in compliance because we reference the state's mandate for electronic meetings. If we wanted to, we could amend this to include that it does cover audio and visual, or both. But where it references the states, we were totally in compliance with the meeting. So I just wanted you to know that. I appreciate all the hard work, and I just like to make sure we're doing things, you know.
Great.
That's all. Thank you. Thanks.
We appreciate you doing that research.
Blair.
Okay, Steve.
Date for the fall festival?
October 21st, I believe.
I don't have my phone, but that sounds accurate.
It is a second.
Tuesday, October.
Tuesday.
That's what I believe I have in my calendar for. October 21st.
Yes.
21st. Okay.
Okay. Rockets red glare.
Okay, we're ready.
All right.
Yep,
that's it.
Perfect. All right, thank you all for being here tonight. Appreciate it. Had 3 meetings in August. That's a big time commitment. Appreciate you doing that. And with that, we need a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you very much. Motion carries.